Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here. You're listening to The Common Sense Show in all our broadcast forms, which are numerous and many. Make sure that you know that our podcasts are available on our website at thecommonsenseshow.com, following every article and at the bottom of the webpage as well. And we're enjoying a pretty big upsurge right now in listenership. We appreciate that. Keep spreading the word. We're brought to you by Storable Food, MPS, My Patriot Supply. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, ladies and gentlemen, but railroads are going on strike September 16th. I don't see any way they're going to break the impasse. They may. We could get lucky. But this is in the middle of Midwest harvest season. Food could be rotting on the road and not coming to market. Are you prepped? It's that simple. Just one more way that the Biden administration is screwing the American people. This is intentional, deliberate. He's an agent of destruction. No one could get it wrong this many times. So what do? Well, you have to step outside the system. My Patriot Supply has not raised prices. They have the same quality, 25-year shelf life, 2,000 calories per day. Now is the time. It's kind of like maybe it's an hour or never. I would get as much as you could and look at the special because it's on a four-week order. So order in increments of 4 weeks and you'll realize this savings all the way through. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. And if you have food, you darn well better have water. And the droughts continue across the world. It's just not just in America, folks. It's across the world. And we're looking clearly at weather modification, which is no mystery. The patents exist for it. And humanity is being rendered helpless so they can usher in the bug era and make us totally dependent upon the clones they have in office, like Joe Biden. So you really want to make sure that you have your water needs met as well. You may have to scavenge, and to do that, you need a good water filter. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter is the very best there is. It's number one in the research, which you can see at waterwithdave.com. Additionally, they still have a sale. They have not raised their prices, same as My Patriot Supply. And so what do? Well, you better go to waterwithdave.com. You better order both the food and the water at a discount while you still can, because shipping is going to be at a priority if indeed the railroads go on strike. And they are at a total impasse. Mark this down on your calendar, September the 16th. That is an issue. So, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. We have a tremendous show for you today, but it's very disturbing. I'll say this as a matter of course. Trump has been railroaded at Mar-a-Lago. That's obvious. They're doing anything they can do to keep Trump out of the 2024 race. They're trying to negate his influence on the midterms. And now we hear that if Mar-a-Lago doesn't produce an indictment, they're going to go after something else. I think assassination is the final card. But there's a go-between Mar-a-Lago and assassination. And here to talk to us about it on the Doug and Dave Intel Report is former DHS agent and former Marine and military contractor. Wore a lot of hats in his young life, Doug Thornton. Doug, I'm glad that you brought this story to my attention because we absolutely have to get the word out about what's going on in the vaccine industry. I don't have the direct story that you do, but I have supplemental information that bolsters and confirms what you're saying.
Hey, Dave, thanks for having me on. Well, just for starters, anybody can go up and look this up. This is on WashingtonPost.com. I originally saw this on Politico, so I'll give you the tweet that came out last night on Politico that really raised the eyebrows for disturbance. Here's the tweet from Politico. The Trump administration pressured the FDA to authorize unproven treatments for COVID-19 and the first COVID-19 vaccines on an accelerated timeline, according to a House report released on Wednesday. All right, so from the Washington Post, same thing, House panel, Trump sought to pressure FDA on COVID vaccines treatment. The report offers fresh details about the campaign and how it rattled agency officials. So, what are they doing? They're building up the case of how to take down Donald Trump. I even bet how to try and get people with vaccine injuries, people whose loved ones have died from the vaccine to sue Donald Trump. Now, you really can't sue a sitting president, but can you sue a man who is no longer a sitting president? We'll see how far deep they can go with that, but I bet you it's on there. I bet you the Republicans turn against them. I bet you more of these White House officials and these agency officials will come out with their little leaks and their little memos saying that Trump pressured us to do all this, and they're going to take that, and it's going to be the spear of deliverance for Trump. They're going to shove that right into Trump's back, and this is how they take down Trump. They couldn't do it Mar-a-Lago. They couldn't do it with Russia. They couldn't do it with the sex scandals. But, buddy, when you have hundreds of thousands of people that are about to get paid by the government on vaccine injuries, and the government can turn around and point its finger right at Donald Trump, it just makes me think, does Fauci escape this, though? Because, you know, don't forget, Fauci was the one who really kind of, you know, helped steer and guide all this. But, you know, Trump did push for the acceleration. What do you think, Dave?
You make some good points. I'm really concerned myself. I hadn't put it together until you and I spoke, but I do see exactly what you're talking about. Lewinsky. Yeah, there you go. There's a Freudian slip. The head of the CDC and Walensky, she has been out and she said, we have to admit our ignorance. We have to admit when we've made mistakes. And I kept thinking, why are you doing this now? Why are you opening yourself up and your agency up for lawsuits? Now, she can claim deniability because she wasn't in charge at the time they rolled this out. And I thought about this after you and I spoke. She's implicating the CDC. She's implicating Trump's leadership. She's implicating Birx and Fauci. And you may have noticed that Birx is trying to distance herself too. She has come out and said there were vaccine injuries. We should have been more careful. And I'm paraphrasing her, but she has not been on board with Fauci at all. And I think Fauci will become a sacrificial lamb to get rid of Trump. Now, the one thing I would say to this, Doug, I think that's really something that we should take a look at. I think Trump has plausible deniability. He assembled a team of experts. The corporations were on his side. They agreed this was the thing to do. And he acted. See, they'll have to prove he didn't act in good faith to get anywhere with a lawsuit. As far as damaging lawsuits go, the blame really belongs with the CDC. Trump can probably push that off. But Trump acted on the best advice he had available, and he acted in good faith. He may not be as culpable as they're saying. Now, I know there's the other side that says the buck stops here with regard to Trump's involvement. And that is somewhat true. But when you have all of your medical institutions telling you this is what you must do, you must shut the country down, you must mandate masks, you must. Vaccines need to be encouraged, but he did not make them mandatory. Stop right there. Who made the masks mandatory for a short time? Joe Biden. So I don't think they have a clean path to get rid of Trump, but I think it's something worth exploring because there's some doubt as to whether or not he can be held accountable. I think you're on to something.
Well, he doesn't have presidential privileges anymore once he leaves the office, so he can be sued. I think it has to be you can't be in the same state as the president, and it has to be like over $75,000 of damages. Now, here's one thing. Regardless of whether or not Trump has ever proved to have been the reason for injuries, we got to understand that the mainstream media and the Democrats are going to use their number one weapon, which is the TV. And they will probably, I don't want to say this, but they'll probably be toting out pictures of people that have died, people that are injured from the vaccine, and their injuries will come out to the protests and be interviewed, and then they'll go on C-SPAN and be interviewed probably in front of a kangaroo court like January 6th. I can see it being made all day long. They will bring out victim after victim. That's what they do. That's what they did against Trump. That's what they did against Kavanaugh. They bring out victim after victim, and none of it's true. You know, none of it can really be proven, but it's just to try and smear the dirt on President Trump. Now, do you think the Republicans would come to his back because they backed him and what he was doing?
No.
So just leave him out to dry.
Let me answer your question this way. What has Mitch McConnell done for Trump with regard to Mar-a-Lago?
I think honestly the dinosaur Democrat and Republicans that are like, you know, not too far away from you know, probably not being on this earth anymore, they may not be thinking about things like this. But all those young politicians that still want that career, that still want that like $200,000 a year guaranteed, you know, kickbacks, those people are scrambling right now. They are scrambling for survivability in the polls and their campaigns. And if Trump starts to name drop anyone that was a part of him, as in, hey, this guy told me, this lady told me this was a good idea, these people told me it was what we needed to do. Because Trump will name drop people that you won't know. And then, you know, the mainstream media is just blood in the water for the sharks. They'll come after it. But I think that's what this will turn into. I think, does this need to fall on the back of whether or not the Republicans win in November? If they win in November, the smear campaign comes out. You know, that's what I think. If they win in November, the freaking mainstream media is going to do 2 years worth of smear campaigns and lies and drumming up every horror story that you can think of against Donald Trump. Meanwhile, you know, there's a legitimate war going on in Ukraine with Russia. And it's really to, you know, it's one of the things I always say, Dave. Every time the Democrats get in trouble, something happens. An elemental scale of something happens. Donald Trump could potentially be blamed for a worldwide vaccine injury. All the athletes that have died, all the politicians that have died, all your celebrities who have passed away because of the vaccine. You don't think that they would all take their finger and point at Donald Trump? They would, in a heartbeat.
I think you're right. I think he's not culpable, but I think he's attackable. And I agree with you. If they're going to go after records he could have easily declassified just on a say-so in Mar-a-Lago, they will do this too. Do you mind? Where did you first come up with the notion that they're going after Trump for vaccines? Where'd that come from?
That just came from this one little article from Politico on Twitter. When I saw that, they talked about how Trump is trying to, or Trump had pushed the FDA to hurry up. You know, what was that, whatever operation, spin up or whatever it was, to hurry up and approve the vaccines, to get the vaccines rolled out. Every single one of us stood up on our desk and said, no, Trump, don't do that. We don't trust the vaccines anyways. We don't want this. And you know, of course, Trump went through with it. And we even, but hey, you know what, even Dr. Fauci is recorded saying that it wasn't a good idea and we don't know what the vaccines will do. I have a recording at one point. I don't know if I have it right now, but I had a recording of him saying that because I played it on my show. And it's kind of like, you know, it makes me think, is this all of this done just to smear Donald Trump at all of our own expense? God, I hope not, you know? But I wouldn't put it past them, because now they're saying that COVID vaccines are poison. You know, it's all over the news. mainstream media on the right and the left are covering it. You know, I'm even starting, and here's a good judge. I'm starting to see it now on YouTube videos of different podcasters that are able to talk about vaccine injuries from the COVID vaccine, and they're not being taken down. And you and I know the problem with that, right? You and I know that if you talk about the vaccines or anything like that, they'll freaking shut your show down. Well, it's not being shut down now. So what do you think of that?
I would expect to be censored if I did this. I got demonetized just because I had a guest the other day on YouTube mention the fact the public was not trusting of the vaccines. That's true. That's true. Every poll says the same thing. But I didn't get a strike, and I didn't take any further action, but they did demonetize the video. So I don't think I could get away with that. I think it's different strokes for different folks. Now, some people, you know, Sarah Westall and I had this conversation last night. She's wondering why she got 86'd off YouTube, and I'm getting away with saying what I'm saying. And the thing is YouTube just isn't consistent. They're not consistent, but they're still the guardians of the gate. And even though the mainstream media is now seemingly attacking the efficacy of vaccines on YouTube, you generally can't get away with saying that.
No, you can't. Well, here it is. I just looked up on InfoWars, seeing if InfoWars is covering it. And they got it. Establishment set to blame Trump for deadly COVID jabs as adverse reactions become unavoidable.
Who's publishing this?
InfoWars. So
what are they citing as a source? Do you have that?
Here, let me pull it up. All these freaking ads everywhere.
Sorry, Alex.
Yeah, no offense, Alex. I couldn't freaking unclick it. Here, the House Select Subcommittee of the Coronavirus Crisis issued a report Wednesday claiming the Trump administration pressured the FDA to fast-track emergency authorization for experimental COVID vaccines. This article is wrote by Kellen McBeam, and it was wrote August 24th, published at 5:58 p.m. So this must have came out probably shortly after that thing from Politico that I saw. And I find that it's, you know, it's interesting. Is this going to be the October surprise? Because it's ground shaking the amount of people that have been injured by this vaccine. It's unavoidable, as they've said here in this article in InfoWars. It's unavoidable. You know, you cannot. When I was still in the government, we were talking with the CDC. And, you know, everybody had problems with the vaccine, and CDC was sitting there telling us, oh, no, it's all safe. This is the same type of vaccine you've gotten before. And you know, we would try and ask questions. We had a question and answering hour with the director of the CDC, whatever the hell her name is. And I remember some of my guys trying to ask questions. There's a preliminary thing where you ask questions, and then like it gets approved or disapproved, and then it won't pop up because she'll be talking and then she'll see a question and she'll directly answer it. And it's kind of like the commenting sections on YouTube, you know, when people are commenting live and you can see them and read them. Well, that's kind of the same basis for what we were doing for this forum. And we were sending stuff. Hey, are the vaccines safe? What about the vaccine injuries? And I remember somebody that I know wrote down, what about the lab rats that died that got the vaccine? What happened? Are we going to hear anything about that? And none of it would be approved for the director of the CDC to then speak about it. So then, back then, 2 years ago, they didn't want to talk about it. And now they're going to come out and they're going to start talking about it. That is dangerous. That is so well coordinated and dangerous. This is meant to destroy Trump. This is meant to destroy Trump. Everybody from across the scale, Democrat, Republican, atheist, Buddhist, Christian, everybody across the scale knows somebody that has a vaccine injury or who took the shot and died from the shot. To the extent in my own family, I know. So people will use that anger and they'll direct it at Trump. That's my bet.
Boy, it's a lot to digest. I'm processing this as we go, because we're dealing with breaking news. InfoWars has picked up on it, and you said political popularized it. I've heard, too, after we hung up, I called a friend of mine, and I asked him. He says the Washington Post is going to be doing a story on it. He said he's surprised it hasn't been released. Have you found anything on WAPO about this?
Yeah, that was the first article that I was...
Oh, it is? Okay, it is out. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
It was WAPO, yeah.
Okay, and Politico, I heard, is on board with this as well, too.
Yep.
So they're dropping the bombshells right now. They're just setting the perimeter, and then they're going to go for the kill. I think they got to let Mar-a-Lago exhaust itself. And as Mar-a-Lago becomes embarrassing for Biden, because he's been caught in a lie now, because he was part of the raid, he sanctioned it from 3 months ago. As that begins to surface, they need a distraction. I think this is it.
There's always a distraction device, man. It's just like when we, go to serve a warrant, you throw a flashbang in so nobody sees you coming. That's what this is. That's exactly what this is. Listen to this from Washington Post. I just want to read to you the first paragraph. Trump officials repeatedly stalled the Food and Drug Administration's plan to extend safety studies of coronavirus vaccines in the fall of 2020 as President Donald Trump pressed the agency for a faster timeline so the vaccines could be authorized. Listen to this. Before Election Day, according to emails, text messages, and interviews by a congressional panel probing the pandemic response. So they're going to say Trump pushed a potentially harmful, deadly vaccine that no one knew the side effects about, that Fauci even came out and said that we don't know what the side effects will be about. So, Fauci will be a part of that fallacy. And they have the communique for all of it. And they're going to say the motive was for Donald Trump to be reelected, and look at how many hundreds of thousands of people have died worldwide. That's what they're going to do. And to be honest with you, it's not half wrong. It's really not. He did accelerate it. He did push it.
They put him in the position. Hey,
that's
look.
Right.
Okay, let's go back. We got to consider the context of the time that this occurred. The Democrats in January of 2020 had no chance of being reelected to the White House. None. Zero. In fact, we were even questioning, we were making fun of their candidates. Sleepy Joe, Tulsi dropped out, Kamala was a joke, she got the most money but the least support, and Pete Buttigieg was a joke. So we're thinking, they don't have anybody. It's a walkthrough for Trump. Oh, and here comes the virus. Consider Trump's position for a second. Number one, he can't appear to ignore public safety. Number two, he doesn't want to destroy the economy, because that's his calling card for getting reelected. He was caught betwixt and between, and he allowed himself to be pulled to the side of a socialist approach to this whole thing, an anti-Florida approach to this whole thing. And this gives DeSantis ammunition to run against Trump, because Florida stayed the course and didn't succumb to all the BS. And Trump allowed himself to be bamboozled into, this is the worst thing ever. Fauci is God. Let's let the Fauci run the country. And Trump was just hoping to get through and hoping the damage wouldn't be felt before the election. And I meant the damage to the economy. And it didn't work out that way. It's the Wuhan virus was the biggest coup d'etat in modern history. It was concocted by Fauci at these Ukraine labs. I covered that in 2014. I didn't know it was corona, but I knew they were transporting a pathogen to Wuhan. I reported on it. And this was in the brew until they needed it. And the Chinese did not want Trump, because China's economy versus the American economy suffered a great hit when Trump took over. American manufacturing is going through the roof. people are being hired at record levels, making record money in certain groups like Hispanics, blacks, and women. And the WEF is having a you-know-what fit because America is resurging. Anything to take Trump down. That's what COVID was, Doug. And Trump fell into their trap.
He absolutely did. He absolutely fell in. I think, and I want to say this carefully, I don't think Trump was malicious in anything that he did. I think you can't prove the intent of being malicious. I think Trump was naive. I think Trump was too trustworthy. Somebody talked Donald Trump into doing this. Donald Trump did not create this on his own. So, you know, who had the most to gain from this? It was the drug administration companies.
Well, that's business-wise. Politically, it was the Democrats.
Politically, it was the Democrats.
Internationally, it was the globalists.
But who all has hands tied into the same money pit? All of them. You know, they all have a connection to Pfizer. They all had a connection to AstraZeneca and all these other companies that, you know, created all these different vaccines. You know, they directly profited. That won't come out. See, this will be what Trump has to do. Trump is going to have to take this, and he's going to have to prove how many of these different Democrats get kickbacks from these companies. That will be one of his only saving grace because, and you know, this has already come out, so Trump is already probably preparing for this with the legal team. I do not envy Donald Trump. This man, at close to 80 years old, is trying to fight tooth and nail for his name every single day now. And the Democrats are just, you know, give it another month, Dave. They'll find something else. They'll find something else to do. They'll find another connection, another scandal. But this one's hard to walk away from. You can walk away from the Mar-a-Lago scandal. And you know, we see that the Democrats have tried to smear Trump on this, and nobody's biting on it. It really backfired on them. As you were saying the other day, it really backfired on the Biden administration and the Democrats. This one won't backfire. Not at first. And Trump has to get out. He has to campaign about this. He has to get out and tell the world the truth, which, you know, means he's going to be sitting down in front of Tucker and Sean Hannity, and he's going to be having to explain, you know, why we needed the vaccine, why he thought we needed the vaccine. And then he's going to have to, you know, try and talk about how many different people told him to do it and that it would be safe and blah, blah, blah. And if he does a good job at that, I think he can recover from this. If he doesn't do a good job at that, it's going to be used to smear him to the point of no return.
Well, my mind is racing right now. I think Trump has good plausible deniability, but he won't get a fair shake in the media.
Yeah,
that's one thing. The media will take this, and you know, people have short memories because they're not going to remember the media was telling you, if you don't take your vaccine, you're an evil, awful person. Wow, this is the coup de grace. I'll give you another scenario that could bend off of this. This is just pure speculation, and I pray this doesn't happen, but let's say they can only get so much traction from this, that the president doesn't make medical decisions, he takes the best advice and goes with the consensus. That's his argument. That's his defense. And that throws everybody under the bus, from the CDC director to Fauci to Birx. And this is why they're all distancing themselves from the vaccines now. You've noticed they are distancing themselves by what they're saying. Walensky said things from CDC pulpit that I thought, what the hell is she talking about? Now that we're considering this context, I get it. This is her way of saying, hey, we just didn't know, and we probably acted too hastily. And I'll tell you, Fauci's left out to dry, too. The powers that be have hung Fauci out to dry. He will be a sacrificial lamb along with Trump. But consider this for a second, Doug. Imagine that you can't get the traction you need to get Trump out. That people will say president acting on bad advice from Fauci. And the country blames Fauci and holds Trump less responsible. He could still win an election in 2024. But what if you had an assassination from a crazed lone assassin who keeps a diary stating what they're going to do, and you invent social media posts to show their intent, and they assassinate Donald Trump for the vaccine injuries?
You know, I was just thinking about that. I could definitely see the diary book killer, you know, talking about how they watched their loved ones suffer, how they first went and got their shots together, and then they got their boosters, and then, you know, their loved one, you know, dramatically started to be in pain and became very ill, and then become, you know, every type of bill that they had to pay for medicine and insurance and the hospital, and how depressed, and then they lost their job and blah, blah, blah. I can see that. And you know, you can definitely use artificial intelligence to create a bot that goes out through all the different social medias and starts to talk about that, and then you can turn that off, and then it disappears. That capability is out there. You know, this isn't, here's the thing, Dave. This isn't like JFK. This isn't like the attempt on Ronald Reagan. We have a new era of things that we can do to people, and it's digital, man. The ability that we have now to screw with people digitally is unparalleled. It would change the entire face of war if this could be brought back to World War II. Nobody knows, between the spying, artificial intelligence, being able to deep fake people's voices. You know, this, we're at a whole new level of framing people now for crimes. It's unprecedented. It's unparalleled. And would the deep state pull out all the stops for Trump? Is it really worth it? Is it really worth pulling out all the stops for Trump? I would say it is, because any person in this country with the right stamina, the right motto, and the right pretty smile can be the next Donald Trump and be better than Donald Trump. Ron DeSantis can be better than Donald Trump. However, and this is my conspiratorial mind, Dave, do you ever think that the Republicans are also to ensure that Ron DeSantis runs and wins and not Donald Trump?
No. No, and I'll tell you why. The communist Chinese have their head up Mitch McConnell's ass so far that he is not loyal to this country. He will unseat anything that makes America stronger. He capitulates to gun control. He capitulates to breaking our economy with invalid spending. He capitulated with the mask mandate. He capitulated with the vaccine mandate. He is a total communist whose wife has parents who run the six largest ports for the Communist Chinese Party. And Mitch McConnell has personally benefited from this. This is well known. He has his little fishing and trading business. And the rumors are, not rumors, the statements are that he makes about $25 million a year. He is the quintessential rhino. And I'll go to rhino number two, Lizard Cheney. I call her Landslide Lizard. Liz Cheney increased her income from $6 million to $44 million, yet on her congressional financial disclosure, she did not claim any visible form of income. So where did that money come from? And what did she do? Well, she has a 60% favorable rating with Democrats, and the Republicans gave her the biggest landslide defeat in modern American history. So who is she really? She's a Democrat, a wolf in sheep's clothing. She's a pretend. She's a liar, a cheat, a deceiver. She fooled the people of Wyoming for 6 years, and now she got outed. But she is of the same ilk as Mitch McConnell. Kevin McCarthy's trying to be on the populist side because he wants to be Speaker of the House. But Kevin McCarthy did not support Trump when there was clear voter fraud. He should have been calling out the Supreme Court for not hearing cases. He didn't do that. This guy is also a rhino, but he's a damn good disguised rhino. I could keep going down the list, but the problem is these Republicans, they drink from the same trough as the Democrats. The same donors that visit Nancy Pelosi also visit Mitch McConnell, and they're making donations. 3 out of 4 Republicans take big contributions from big tech. I don't think I have to go any farther than that to make my point. So what, this is why I'll go back here 6 months. You remember, Doug, I was calling for the unelection of 95% of all Republican candidates in their primaries to get fresh blood in, because I said they're all compromised. Here in Arizona, we had the most corrupt election in the country. The most. I mean, Wisconsin kind of gave us a run for our money when you have 104% of the people voting in certain counties. But in Arizona, it was horrible what happened. And yet, we had Republicans that went along with it, because if the election can work against them, it can also work for them. And if you just shut up, we'll let you get elected. And I'll give you one more example. Karen Fan, the Arizona state president that was put in charge of the Maricopa County fraud. It wasn't an audit, it was a fraud. And she's put in charge of it. She was, while she was on the Appropriations Committee, receiving state contracts worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Oh, wait a minute. She's not on the ownership for the company, Fan Construction. But her family is. Her family is. That's still an ethics and probably a legal violation. And we had her implicated in some pretty nefarious company as we were investigating her role in this. And I'm talking about Mona Patton from Prescott, who almost paid for her investigation with her life. And it's interesting, as we dug into this, all of a sudden Karen Fan out of nowhere says, I'm not running for my last eligible term in the state Senate. And then the day after that, Fan Construction got a company kickback from the state of Arizona for a $362 million highway project. Now, why am I telling you about Arizona? Because this bullshit is going on all over the country. I just happen to know Arizona real well because I lived here and I investigated this. And I know who the dirty players are and I know where the bodies are buried. And this is going on in Pennsylvania. How the hell, Doug, do you have a guy like Uncle Fetterman, as they're calling him now on Fox? How do you have Fetterman running against Dr. Oz, who I'm not in love with? But he is no Fetterman. Fetterman's campaigned for 15 minutes. He's worse than Biden. He can't speak. He's had a debilitating stroke. He won't debate. He doesn't make even PSAs anymore because he can't talk. And yet he's leading in the polls. This is the kind of BS that's permeated our country. How can anyone in Pennsylvania vote for Fetterman? What's the guy going to do? He's going to drool down his chin while he gets his rubber stamp out and someone guides his hand to approve everything Biden is putting through. That's the bullshit we're living through right now in this country. And the people have themselves to blame in Pennsylvania and Arizona and all other states because we're letting it happen. That's my answer to your question.
I think the system is so broken. I think that the system is so broken, Dave, that the collective idea to fix it is a civil war, to destroy this current state and form of government and to recreate something new. But it's so dangerous to say stuff like that, because now you're falling right in the lines of building something back better, you know. And is I firmly believe everything that's going on is happening to sow distrust amongst the American voters.
Yep.
To depress people, to turn people against one another, or to turn on, not to even turn out to vote, you know, which is one of our biggest rights and responsibilities as citizens, is to turn out and vote. But when we do, and the election is stolen, more people will not turn out to vote. And now, you know, don't forget the government wants to create something to where you can just text a number who you want to vote for, because that can't be manipulated, right?
What could go wrong? You know, I got something else to say on that point. Let's take who Arizona's next governor is likely to be. And ladies and gentlemen, substitute your state's name for Arizona. Substitute the name of the person. Katie Hobbs, who has about as much world awareness as a fifth grader. I mean, listening to her talk, she sounds like a child, she acts like a child, and she's as corrupt as the day is long. When she got elected, and I played this video on my website, when she got elected to Secretary of State with $2 million from George Soros, documented, she said, "My job is to get Democrats elected and keep them elected." Why don't you just freaking come out and say you're going to cheat in every election? Because that's what the hell she was saying. I mean, this is the America we live in. You can't show an ID to vote. It's Jim Crow 2.0. So every time a cop pulls someone over, it's Jim Crow 2.0. Every time your 17-year-old kid's ID'd, it's 2.0 and they try to buy alcohol. I can't take this crap anymore because, you know, it's kind of like, how many times can you point the finger at these criminals that are in office and not point the finger back at yourself for not doing something about it? And listen, the fact that we're doing this show, people say, what are you doing, Hodges? What are you doing, Thornton? Well, you know what we're doing? We're setting ourselves up to have our damn doors broken down by the FBI and the IRS and audit us because we dare speak out against their criminality. That's what we're doing. We're bringing this to people's attention. But the people in Pennsylvania, they're going to vote for Festerman. What is wrong with you people? Seriously, what's wrong with you? Donald Trump is going to be sacrificed. And let me give you one alternative explanation here. And I probably should have said this at the very top. If they can't get him on the vaccine, and I don't think it's a strong case. I think they can smear the crap, smear the excrement, cast aspersions on the GOP, cast aspersions on Trump as a candidate. But at the end of the day, I don't think they can pull this off for the reasons I've said. But I will tell you why they'll stop at nothing to get rid of him. The WEF has America on the ropes. They got their little boy, Biden, and their little co-conspirators in Obama and Susan Rice destroying America from behind the scenes. And they're on the verge of collapsing this country, weakening the military, the woke military, to such a degree they can't even fight back when we're invaded. And they want America to fall because, as Ronald Reagan said, America is the last bastion for freedom. And if America goes down, there's no one left to stand up to this international tyranny. And America's removal will open up the New World Order in open for good. And that'll be the end of everything. And they can't have Donald Trump come back. America first. Everything Biden does is America worst. We've gone from America first to America worst. And everything Biden does destroys America. Now, I mean, he'll feed illegals and give them baby formula while our moms are hunting through dozens of stores to this day. So I believe the WEF is going to pull out all the stops. And Donald Trump, one way or another, will not be left to function as a candidate. If they can't get him legally, and I don't think they can, they're going to kill him. It'll be JFK, and I predict this. This is my guesstimation based on history, not on any knowledge I have. So FBI, put away your badges, because I'm certainly not promoting it, and I'm certainly not saying I have inside information. But if you follow the tenets of history, I believe Donald Trump will be killed in a public execution on the streets of some American city like JFK was, as a warning to anybody else. Don't screw with this, because this will happen to you or your family. You got me a little riled up today, Doug.
Well, you're welcome. All options are on the table. And every month there's a new option. You know, for a while we were talking about the economy collapsing, and that's still potentially going to happen. It's almost guaranteed to happen at this point. Hey, did you know Biden just approved like another $20 billion to send to Ukraine?
Mm-hmm. I know. while Ukraine is selling arms internationally, as well as drugs, as well as child trafficking.
We cannot produce enough surface-to-air and surface-to-surface missiles for the next 4 to 5 years to replace what we have given to Ukraine.
Yeah.
Which means if we ever get invaded, small units that employ these type of weapons will be it will be very, very limited, and it'll only last a little bit, and then it's done. We got like a quarter or a third, I think, of our heat-seeking rockets left, our Stinger missiles. You know, that the federal government has now become a national security threat. The FBI has become a national security threat. And not every FBI agent, not the FBI and its mission. The people at the higher-ranking positions to the lowest-ranking position that collude with them. Who's going to stop it? How do you stop it? That's been my question. I can sit here and point fingers and bitch all day, but I don't know how to stop it. Nobody does. Nobody. Nobody can stop this train wreck. We're all going to sit and watch this train wreck. What's really sad is that this government can and will use anything against you that it feels it can hold against you to intimidate you and coerce you into siding with them. That is how you also get stuff like the Mark of the Beast eventually. Like, I've said this before. We are in a Pharaoh Nero style government. Persecution is coming. It is coming to this country.
Do you know what comes to mind for me, too, is what Cicero said. He said, you can withstand a lot of things. Like, for example, you mentioned economic collapse. We could get through that as Americans. But he said the one thing that you can't get through is treason from within. And that's what we have. Mitch McConnell, you're a traitor to your country. Kevin McCarthy, you're a traitor to your country. We already know about Pelosi, Schumer, Biden, and all the rest of them. They're traitors to their country. They've cut a deal with these people. And you know what's interesting, though? None of these people, if the WEF is successful in taking over the planet and destroying this country, they're not going to keep these people around. They're going to be the brown shirts of the day, and they too will be done away with by the WEF. That's where they're stupid and don't know their history.
Everybody at some level is replaceable and expendable. That's what I learned working for the government for 15 years. You're just a number, to include all the way up to the Speaker of the House.
Next man up. That's the motto in sports. Next man up. Have an injury, next man up.
That's it. That's how this whole game plays. And it's maddening to sit here and try and talk about this because, you know, you end up pointing fingers in every single direction. You feel crazy. That's part of the whole illusion, is to make you go crazy. You know how insane it is? Let's talk about this. When the Revolutionary War started, when our original government, the British government, started to do taxation without representation, posse comitatus, you know, there was all different types of things that were really angering the colonials. The colonials, Dave, were able to mint their own coin. They were able to feed themselves, water themselves. They were able to make their own clothing. And to that extent, they were able to form their own militias, and then the colonial army, their own Congress, their own form of politics. And we rebelled against a tyrannical system to the point that we fought a war for several years against the British government, so much that even France came over and said, okay, we're going to have to now join sides, and they chose the American people. We don't have that luxury anymore. People don't understand because they don't understand history. Once this history is made over, it can't be brought back. We can't rebel against the crown again with muskets and privateers. And I say it because there is now hellfire missiles being launched from drones, cyber attacks, the threat of EMPs, the economic collapse, the depression, the various different types of plagues that we keep creating for some damn reason. You have a corruption within politics that the government is now, like Hillary Clinton said once, too big to fail. Our forefathers would not have an option on how to handle this government or the things that are going on today. And trust me, this isn't hyperbole. People will always say, well, they'd get their guns and they'd start shooting. Well, I'll tell you this much. Look back in history. That's not what they wanted to do at first. At first, they petitioned the crown, and they petitioned the crown for years. They petitioned, and they protested, and they protested. It wasn't until the point that they had eventually just had enough that they finally said, screw it, we're doing it. But they had to get all 13 states, all 13 colonies, included on this. And South Carolina almost didn't do it. It right now, you can't go walk through Walmart and talk to half the people and agree on politics. We are so divided and fractured. We will never have an American Revolution again. That ship has sailed. It's done with. We screwed up as a country by giving the federal government unlimited power and never challenging them.
Oh, that's so true. I fell asleep last night, and I was watching a YouTube video about Fox, and I woke up, and it was Ronald Reagan talking about the myth of the Great Society. You can look that up. And he talked about a number of things. I'll just mention one. In 1976, this was 76, he was running for president. 1980, he was running for president. And he said, we do not need a Department of Education. We do not need this. We do not need that. He said, if you let anyone decide what's in your schools, if you let them provide your funding, your books, and make rules about schools, they will control what your kids learn, and they will control the culture. He said that. I think, oh my God, he's talking about critical race theory. But it was 1980. It was 42 years ago. Ronald Reagan saw this. Hey, Doug, we're just about out of time. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the bottom line. You need to become a missionary of the truth. You need to get the word out. Also, too, I just want to make sure people know to go to thecommonsenseshow.tv. And if you get in before September 1st, you'll get $2.99 a month rate. That's a great rate. After September 1st, it goes up to $3.99. If you're an existing customer, don't panic. It stays the same for you. You're grandfathered in forever. But we have some of the best guests. Tom Homan's coming up from ICE, former director of ICE. We've got leaders from every facet. We've got all the agencies represented at one time or another. And Celeste came on yesterday. Oh, my gosh. Scared the hell out of me about what's really in the vaccines and where it's headed. So that's where you want to be, folks, thecommonsenseshow.tv. Doug, tell people how to listen to your show.
You can listen to the American Vindictus Show at Heroes Nation app, which is also heroesnation.tv. You can listen to it on gsradio.net, KYH Radio 150 AM, 450 AM. That's between 4 and 5 PM Mountain Time. GS Radio is 6 to 7 PM Eastern. I'm also on YouTube until they decide to take me down, and Rumble. We're going to be growing, hopefully, and hit a couple other podcast venues, but I also like to say that we have a guest coming on today, which is Mr. Michael Horn, and we are going to be talking about the UFO threats that are going to be persistently thrown at us. So that's going to be an awesome interview. That'll be on the Doug and Dave Intel Report. Please help to support the Doug and Dave Intel Report, thecommonsenseshow.tv, and also support Dave at The Common Sense Show.
Yeah, that's a pretty good ramble off there, but ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. The enemy is not at the gate. They're inside the gates. They're inside your home. They're inside your bedroom. They're inside your bank account. They are everywhere. And I don't know, You know, I agree with Doug. Nothing's ever going to be the same again. Okay, we've let the freaks out of their mental prisons, and freaks are running the country now. And I don't know if we can put that genie back in the bottle, but I'm damn sure going to try. And we want to encourage all of you to become active, become missionaries of the truth. And we want to thank you for listening to us right here on the Common Sense Show. Ladies and gentlemen, it's zero hour. Doug, thanks for being on. This is the Doug and Dave Intel Report on the Common Sense Show, signing off.